Views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
That was a song right out of the late 60s, early 70s, and it is appropriate today. And I have no home. So many people on the streets. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. We're going to talk about very interesting things that have been discussed repeatedly for years and years. People have mocked the people that have presented things to the media, and they have people will not believe the truth. They just don't want to know the truth. The truth is just too powerful. And I'll give you an example. We'll begin with Joan Rivers about 2 months before she was, she just got the flu. And let's hear what she has to say concerning the Obamas.
Ms. Rivers, how are you? You made a ton of news officiating the wedding in New York yesterday. Is this like a new cottage career move for you?
I am so excited. Okay. And I should do very well because I don't joke.
And do you think that the country will see the United States will see the first gay president or the first woman president?
We already have it with Obama, so let's just calm down.
Got it.
You know Michelle is a trans.
I'm sorry, she's a what?
A transgender. We all know.
Oh my gosh.
Oh gosh. It's okay.
And so there we have it. And people refuse to believe it. Well, you're going to be shocked. Over the weekend, 3 o'clock, we play a piece with Sean Hannity. I'm sorry, no. Tucker Carlson. I don't want to talk about Sean Hannity, who votes for O'Biden, who wants Biden to be president, wanted Biden to be president in the second term. Sean Hannity, a chameleon. You didn't know that, did you? Well, Sean Hannity, here I go again. Sean Hannity. No, not Sean Hannity. Tucker Carlson interviewed Larry Sinclair. Larry Sinclair was a lover of Barack Obama. People have been speaking about this for a decade. No one believes it. No one wants to believe it. It's all conspiracy. It's truth. But Sean Hannity. So Joan Rivers talks about Barack Obama being the first gay president, about Michelle Obama being transgender, Many people have talked about this. I've talked about it on my programs. I've heard it on other programs on alternate media. It's been reported on like the big media, CNN, ABC, these, you know, the mainstream media, but they mock it. They laugh. They joke. They call everyone that believes this conspirators and wackos. But the fact is, Christ said there would come a time when everything that is hidden would be revealed. Time has come today. And Christ said that time would be in the years before his second coming. Everything would be exposed. Everything would be made known. Who's who in this country? Who rules the world? The ruling family that has caused so much misery, death, destruction on the nations. I mentioned the family yesterday. It's documented in American history. The Rockefeller family involved in everything. Pharmaceuticals, you name it, they're involved in it. Food programs for the hungry, they're involved in it. Weather warfare, they're involved in it. Opening portals into other dimensions, they're involved in it. Whatever it is you can think of, they have been involved in it. This family has been involved in it. The time has come. Christ said the time would come where everything would be revealed. Nothing would be hidden. Everything would be open. The societies of the world would know the truth. The people of this nation would know the truth. Now, the question is, do they want to know the truth? If they don't want to know the truth, Christ, in the Old Testament, God said in Isaiah that God will pick the deception of the people that don't want to believe the truth. He will let them believe a lie. We're in that time. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
Trees make you feel good, and the Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale will make you feel even better. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy one 6 to 8 foot tall aspen clump for $169.50 and mix and match another tree for only 50 cents. That's two trees for only $170.
You take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Racing fans know that a quick pit stop to check the tires can give me the winning edge. The same is true for your car. Proper tire tread helps keep traction on the road and everyday driving. To check your tread, simply insert a penny, Lincoln's head first, into your tire grooves. If you can see all of Honest Abe's head, it's time to get your tires checked by a professional.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Anyway, time has come today. Hey!
So the time has come. You think this is shocking? You wait in the near future. You wait to hear things that are going to be revealed. The time has come. And Christ is going to use his servants, mankind. He's going to use the mainstream media. He will use the senators. He will use the presidents to tell the truth about things that they normally wouldn't talk about. Everybody will know the truth. Now, this is out of the New York Post for the naysayers. You naysayers, if you don't want to know the truth, Isaiah said in Isaiah 66, God will choose your deception. He will choose how you are going to be deceived. You won't know it. You will be deceived. You will be caught. This was in the New York Post, September 7th, 2023. Oh my gosh, that's today. Barack Obama told his ex-girlfriend, I make love to men daily, but in the imagination. A letter that he wrote to her when she was 21. He was 21, actually. Quoting, former President Barack Obama wrote of his own androgynous mind and making love to men daily, but in the imagination, according to the redacted portion of a now notorious 1982 letter obtained by the Post. The more than 40-year-old letter to an ex-girlfriend recently resurfaced after Obama biographer David Garrow gave a long and winding interview with a one-time commander-in-chief. In regards to homosexuality, I must say that I believe this is an attempt to remove oneself from the present, a refusal perhaps to perpetuate the endless farce of earthly life. You see, I make love to men daily, but in the imagination. Again, Obama stated when 21 in a letter to Alex McNair, November 1982. So, this is not hyperbole. This is the truth. This is what happened. My mind is androgynous to a great extent, and I hope to make it more so until I can think in terms of people, not women as opposed to men. But in returning to the body, I see that I have been made a man. And physically in life, I choose to accept that contingency, he added. McNair, who dated Obama during his year in Occidental College in Los Angeles, later redacted the salacious paragraphs which Pulitzer Prize-winning historian Garrow hunted down and included in his tome, Rising Star. The letter is currently owned by Emory University, which doesn't permit it to be photographed or removed. Instead, Garrow's friend, Harvey Clear, transcribed the paragraphs by hand and sent them to the author. So, this is the world we live in. Clear provided the redacted portion of the letter to the Post. Obama, father of two. Okay, we'll talk about his being a father of two. Another untruth. Obama, a father of two, has been married to his wife, Michelle, since 1992. Garrow said there was nothing unusual about Obama's youthful musings. I'm a historian, not a psychologist, but I think it's public record news that a vast majority of human beings have sexual fantasies, he said via email. A representative for the former president did not respond to a request for a comment. It has been reported repeatedly, many programs, many shows, different formats, social media, the Obama rent a family. The Obama rent a family. The two girls Was it Sasha and Malia? I'm trying to think of the names. I'll have to look it up. Are the children of two professionals. I believe an attorney. I think the real father was an attorney or a doctor. I don't remember. It's been a while. A couple of years. But they rented these daughters to fool the American people, to fool the people of the world. And they've done a fascinating job. This is the witchcraft that has gone out over America. So many things in this country that have been presented to the American people that are not true. It continues daily. This was a rent-a-family, family for hire. Eventually, the father and mother came out, I think it was a year or two ago, and stated that they were the actual parents of these two daughters. They are sisters, but the Obamas were not the parents. Michelle, or Michael, her mother died, leaving Michael her fortune, but Michael had to come and sign an affidavit saying that he is the son of this lady. I forgot her name, his real mother. Did it happen? Oh, I'm pretty sure it probably did. Everything is done for money. This is the greatest farce. This is the American people have been duped, are being duped, will continue to be duped because we don't want to know the truth. Those who want to know the truth are better off psychologically, better off in all ways, are more stable because they're not fooled. It's the people who, you know, wake up one day and realize that, boy, this is not the America that I grew up in. So then eventually I'd been reading about Obama's lover, just a lover, not all of the lovers, just a lover, Mr. Sinclair. And this Mr. Sinclair, he finally had an interview with Tucker Carlson, not Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity, I've never trusted him, never trusted the guy. He's just a money-making, he's just after money. He's not loyal to, well, I have to be careful. I have my opinions of Mr. Hannity. Carlson, I don't follow Tucker maybe like most of you do. I have other interests, other things I'm more interested in than Tucker Carlson and the people that he, and that the topics that he discusses, he's right on target. I will say that. He's right on target, over the target, period. But so he interviews, I think it's Larry Sinclair. Let me think if I can see if I can find his name. Yep, I was correct. Larry Sinclair. I began reading about this 10 years ago. Let's see, what year is this? This is 2023, going back 10 years. Yep, at least 10 years ago. Yeah, it was 12 years ago. I was reporting on this when I was on the when I was on radio in Las Vegas, Nevada. I had talked about this. That was between 2005 and 2008. I had mentioned this on the programs back then. And as it with people, it's just the way things are. Yeah, right. Yeah, the president's gay. Right. And then later on, Michelle's a man. Right. And so anyhow, this interview with Mr. Larry Sinclair, Tucker Carlson, will play this here on Saturday, 3 to 4. JD's going to play, he plays the Tucker Carlson. He's going to put that in. So you can hear this whole interview with Mr. Sinclair. Talks about how he and Barack sniff cocaine, snort cocaine, have sex. Christ said, I repeat this, Christ said nothing will be hidden. He means nothing. Everything, regardless of how vile, how foul, how ugly it is, it will be found out. What happens with these children who are being sacrificed to Satan, Christ meant everything. Nothing would be hidden. And even Satan, his own children, they know the principles, they know the cosmic laws. They can hide, and they don't like to tell the truth ever. They like to hide everything under cover of darkness always. But even they know that they have to obey the cosmic spiritual laws. These cosmic laws must be obeyed. If they want to further the kingdom of darkness, everyone has to know the evil that they do. Human sacrifice, human cannibalism, taking blood, adrenochrome, blood rituals, human sacrifice. I have a friend that was had high military clearance, secret clearance. He was an investigator. He came back out of the service, went to work for special programs in the country, and they would try to find these covens that would put together snuff films out in California, north and west, east of Sacramento. And he said they knew many of the videos that were coming out at that time were coming from Northern California. The actual rituals, the actual murders, the actual sexual rape of these people before they murdered these young children. And he said, we were a special unit, but we had to work with government agencies, state agencies, county agencies, city agencies. So we didn't have the invisibility that we would like to have had, because should we have had the invisibility, we would have caught these people on every time we went out. But he said we would have radio silence just before we were to go into, this was up in the woods, before we would sneak in into the area where the murders were taking place. All of a sudden, somebody, we didn't know if it was city demanded to be involved, county, state, somebody would break radio silence and start clicking and give a signal, we're coming. He said we'd rush down to the house or the ranch. And he said there'd be a half-burnt cigarette by the time we'd get there. They would disappear. We could never find them. We could never catch them. But we knew what they were doing. We had the evidence. This is exactly what Christ said would happen. Nothing would be hidden. Everything would be exposed, made known. It's happening at the highest levels of government. Now the people of this country are going to know the truth about this ex-president and his supposed first lady. We'll be back, Rick Rodriguez.
J. Deplorable here. Join me for my A10 Warthog radio show, the home of truth, logic, and common sense. That Swamp Fight, Saturdays at 12 noon.
The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government which is the true ruling power of our country. Edward Bernays, Propaganda, 1928.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360KHNC.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Welcome to the Hotel California. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. Join me on Sunday for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program, 9 to noon. Podcasts for both of the programs, Sundays and during the week, are on archived on podcast 1360KHNC.com, along with many other hosts also on the site. So Natasha and Sasha, Natasha Darling and Sasha, these are the two, or Natasha is actually Sasha, and it's Malia. And these children, these girls, are not true Obama children. This is the rent-a-family girls, not the true daughters of Obama. The parents eventually came out, and they're good friends with the Obamas. How they agreed to do this, I don't know. It's what they do. one of the girls, I think Malia, actually came out recently. I had the articles. I was going to actually do part of a program, and I thought, nah, it might be too much for the crowd to handle. It might be a little too much. Well, I should know better. It's not too much. You guys are, you want to know the truth, and you can handle the truth. The other networks don't put out this kind of truth. But I think it was Malia stated that Barack, she believed that Barack was gay. And so these girls are finally, you know, they're on their own now. They're away from not mom and dad. But with their real mom and dad. Or that, I don't know if they're going to school, but they're older now. So this is the Rent-A-Family. This is the not first lady. Well, Michelle or Michael would be the first transgender first lady. I guess you would put it that way. I think I'm going to hold. There are some other things I could probably present, but yeah, I think I'll just hold tight right now. That's too much. Can be overwhelming. Problem is, Saturday, 3 to 4, we're going to air Tucker Carlson's interview with Larry Sinclair, the one-night stand. It might have been more than a one-night stand with Barack Obama. And this was, I think, in 2004. Mr. Sinclair didn't know who Barack Obama was. And they had a night together. I read you what it said in the New York Times. Another thing is in China, the Russia, China, the other countries are speaking to the American people in code. They are telling the American people things about America that the Americans don't know. China is very concerned that the United States is going to work with Korea and Japan, maybe the Philippines, other nations, to bring a Asian NATO, to bring about an Asian NATO. China won't go for it. China is not on board with this. So there's this is out of RT News. China warns the neighbors against, or the Chinese sisters, the sister nations, against the repeat of the Ukraine tragedy. Southeast Asian countries must not allow themselves to be used by external forces, the Chinese foreign minister stated. Southeast Asian countries must avoid following the footsteps of Ukraine and beware of being used as geopolitical pawns by foreign forces that are sowing discord on the region for their own gain. China's top diplomat has warned. The crisis in Ukraine has sounded the alarm for mankind and similar tragedies. Similar tragedies must not be staged in Asia. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi said on Saturday, last Saturday, in a video addressed to a think tank. Wang warned of a backstage manipulator. Listen to this. He warned of a backstage manipulator, apparently referring to the United States, that is fanning the flames of controversy over South China Sea territorial disputes. Listen to this. They're speaking to us in a riddle. Here's the riddle. See if you can figure it out. Wang warned of a backstage manipulator, apparently referring to the U.S., that is fanning the flames of controversy over the South China Sea territorial disputes. Quote, this black hand hiding behind the scenes must be exposed, he stated. China is always willing to work with relevant countries to properly solve differences through dialogue and seek effective ways to control the maritime situation. I'm going to back up. Quote, this black hand is hiding behind the scenes, that's hiding behind the scenes, must be exposed. He is referring to none other than Barack Obama. This is who this individual is referring to. He's referring to Barack Obama, who is orchestrating American policy behind the scenes, who is giving the orders to Joe Biden, or whoever Joe Biden, whoever the actor is, that is the supposed Joe Biden. So he's actually stating it clearly to the American people. There's somebody, backstage manipulator. This is who he's referring to. You don't have to believe me, just remember. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com podcast. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Sam Cheshire from Build Design America, letting you know that right now we are offering 36 months interest-free financing on all of your kitchen and bath or flooring needs. Come see us at 665 Furnage Road in Longmont, Colorado, or give us a call at 303-772-1202. Once again, that's 303-772-1202. Look forward to seeing you soon.
Wow, it's so soft and smooth.
It's cool to the touch. How did you do that?
Well, we took MyPillow's patented fill and combined it with this new technology that we didn't have back then when I invented MyPillow to bring you the best pillow in history, MyPillow 2.0. Because of all of you, MyPillow 2.0 has been a huge success. And now we're bringing you our best-selling go-anywhere MyPillows with the same temperature-regulating technology. Made with my patented adjustable fill and brand-new cooling fabric, they're truly the next generation of MyPillow. So go to MyPillow.com, use your promo code
KHNC
to save over 60% on our MyPillow 2.0 four-pack special. You'll get two MyPillows and two go-anywhere MyPillows. Regular $259.92, now only $99.98. King size, just $10 more. This is a limited time offer, so please order now.
KHNC.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com. and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to hold it in my arms and keep it company. I'd like to see the world for once all standing hand in hand and hear them echo
Yep, we want people to sing a song in perfect harmony, walking hand in hand, minding their own business, staying out of other people's lives, not telling the truth, That's the song I sing. Well, anyhow, maybe not. So now, also, I've been talking about the American CIA / Nazi intelligence agency, and there is an article about a man by the name of Christopher the Hammer Polhaus. And this individual is a former U.S. Marine. He's a tattoo artist. He's the leader of a new Nazi, neo-Nazi group called the Blood Tribe. 2021, living in San Antonio, Texas, he began selling white supremacist propaganda. In podcasts, he lectured about fitness, courage to participate in a long stand, a righteous war against those who call for the destruction of birthright and posterity. He networked with other white supremacist groups, recruited members like the Blood Tribe, the Blood Tribe evolved into a members-based organization. May 2020, he moved to Texas from Texas to Maine, purchased 10 acres. He's been participating in anti-LGBT plus protests. And it just so happens that this individual, this is out of Russia Today, as the leader of the flamboyant white supremacist group, he's told the U.S. media he supports the current U.S. President Joe Biden over his predecessor Donald Trump, because Joe Biden, who he supports, sends rockets to Ukraine. The U.S. police say the group is looking for attention. But you could say that former U.S. Marine Christopher Polhaus, he refers to himself as the Hammer. He's led a march on several dozen Blood Tribe members in the Orlando area on Saturday. Now I'm trying to find, here it is, it's what I'm looking for. Now, behind this individual, Polhaus, he stood with Kent Boneface McClellan, a Floridian Nazi who fought with the Azov regime and other extremist militias in Ukraine. In an interview last year, McClellan admitted to participating in atrocities in the Donbas region and claimed that the CIA helped him to join the regiment. Many online right-wing commenters have proclaimed Polhaus has a Fed and a Blood Tribe a government-run entrapment operation. The organization has been active since 2021, has shown up at more mainstream right-wing protests throughout this year. So he's being used by the CIA, by the authorities, on all of these conservative gatherings. So be warned. And it appears as if also he is working with the CIA, working with the government officials, and being funded. He's a Nazi, supports the Azov Battalion, neo-Nazis, Aryan Nazis in Ukraine. So, once again, we're beginning to see the involvement of this government in supporting these white supremacist groups. It's no surprise to me because actually, it does say that in the scriptures that the governments, they will use any apparatus possible to accomplish their agendas. Now, Adolf Hitler, I've repeated this over and over, and I'm just going to mention it again. I'm not going to get into it today. But when the war was over, we brought Nazis over to the U.S. in Operation Paperclip. They have had children. Their children have had children. There is a network internationally in every state in this country. Neo-Nazi clusters of organized neo-Nazi Aryan nation that along that type of philosophy throughout the country. You're not going to get rid of it. You can't stop it. It is going to be used by the government to, these people will be used by the government to cause conflict, which will eventually lead to civil war. This is what Adolf Hitler did before he took power in Germany. This is what they used the Bolsheviks in Russia before they took power, the communists.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592. Higher rates, lower rates, negative rates, bail-ins, bailouts, and so much more. You know why you need to own gold and silver. At the Patriot Trading Group, we're a different kind of company. We have no commission salespeople, no boiler room sales calls, no high-price spokesmen. We believe in treating you with honesty and respect and delivering you the best products at the best price. Buying or selling, call us at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
I see that worried look upon your face. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. She's found somebody else to take your place. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. I too have lost my love today.
What a bizarre world we live in. When you think it's strange, it just gets stranger. Every day, something new, something different. If it's not one thing, it's another. You never know what you're going to get. Forrest Gump stated, you know, his famous quote, it's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Well, we don't know what we're going to get tonight. Overnight, we don't know what's going to happen in the news. But the thing is this. What has been hidden is being revealed. Christ said it would happen, and even the people in the occult, they know it's going to happen, and eventually there will come a day when actually they will, when they have, at the right time, there will be no need for them to hide anything any longer. and they will go ahead willingly and begin to tell the people, show the people what they do. And at that point, the people of the world will be shocked. Not all people, but those that don't want to know the truth will be totally shocked. It says that, I'm trying to think, in the book of Matthew, Luke, I can't remember. But the rain falls on the just and the unjust. The sun rises on the good and the evil. This is the goodness of God to mankind, those that serve the devil, those that don't serve God or the devil, and those that serve Christ. The sun rises on the just and the unjust. The goodness of God to mankind. The rain falls upon the good and the evil. I think I reversed it. But the goodness of God falls upon all of mankind, hoping that mankind that is evil will repent and change his evil ways. This gives man those who will change, who will make a transition from evil to what is right. It gives them an opportunity for eternal salvation. Everything that, if you don't know, if you don't see who the wicked are in the world, if you don't believe in evil, I mean, you do. Everybody, they think about evil. They have a thought. They have a concept. What is evil? Well, they know there are people evil. Even people that don't believe in evil, if they're in the proximity of people that just have a certain something about them that isn't right, even people that don't believe in evil can sense something sinister, something dark, something not so good, something harmful, and they realize, they may not have the word evil at the time, but they do know there's danger. We're in a world presently full of danger. Everywhere you go, danger. Lies everywhere. Those that know the truth can make the right decisions. Without knowing the truth, you cannot make the best decisions. You can make decisions, but they won't always be the best. Well, let's visit one more day tomorrow. Friday, we'll finish out the week. Saturday, 3 o'clock, we'll play the Larry Sinclair interview with Tucker Carlson about his homosexual night and drug activities with Barack Obama. And pray that we're protected. Thank you. God bless you. Good talk to you tomorrow.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.